I'm Drew with your 100th episode of Linux Headlines on February 11th, 2020. The Mate team has released version 1.24 of its desktop environment. The new version packs in almost a year's worth of bug fixes and feature improvements, and sees the project maintain its near-annual release cadence. Support for Wayland has continued to improve across the platform, with Mate's main panel application now enjoying better compatibility and the desktop's default image viewer becoming Wayland-aware for the first time. The release also sees more back-end components completing their migration over to Python 3, while user-facing changes include improved high DPI support and more flexible mouse acceleration handling. Mate's window manager has now added invisible resize borders to window frames to make them easier to capture and has benefited from a complete overhaul of its window and workspace switching functionality. The team has also now added support for eLoginD to Mate's session and screensaver handling, which will likely help cement the environment as one of the desktops of choice for users concerned with the increasing encroachment of systemd. The KDE community has released Plasma 5.18. Anybody who keeps in step with the latest version of Plasma won't find a whole lot new in 5.18, but this is also the first long-term support release of the desktop environment in the last 2 years, and should prove to be a welcome upgrade for anyone still using the community's previous LTS release. Since then, the desktop has seen improvements in many areas, including faster startup times, a completely rewritten notification system, better integration with GTK and GNOME applications, and improve support for modern hardware devices like high DPI monitors. The Linux Foundation has unveiled a new training course focused on the ethical questions raised by the increasing use of AI and related technologies. The free 6-week online course should take no more than 12 hours to complete and is widely targeted towards anyone interested in the ethical dimensions of big data handling and processing. And finally today, Mozilla has released Firefox 73. The impact of Mozilla's decision to move Firefox to a 4-weekly release cycle really became apparent today, with the latest version of the browser offering little new to either users or developers. Minor enhancements that have made it into the release include improving the legibility of text over graphics when in high contrast mode, the addition of support for default zoom levels across all websites and content, and better audio quality when using a non-default playback speed. The release also brings in NextDNS as another choice of resolver for Firefox's DNS over HTTPS service, finally ending Cloudflare's monopoly that had caused some concern within the community. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/100. We'll be back tomorrow.